Believers, one and all. All men and women are believers, not just Christians. Yes, even atheists are believers. Indeed, all men and women are believers on the questions which matter most. The fundamental questions are not, as so many think, how this planet, this universe, has developed to its present state of complexity and such like. Oh, no. It's not whether Charles Darwin was right or wrong. That's only tinkering at the edges. We need to go much deeper, and we do. And it's precisely at this point that all of us, without exception, are in the same boat. We are all believers and nothing but believers. Let me explain. 1. The existence of God. The Christian believes that God exists, in the beginning God. Whoever would draw near to God must believe that he exists. The atheist believes there is no God. Neither the Christian nor the atheist can prove his claim or disprove the other's. It's all a question of faith. Thus, both the Christian and the atheist are believers. G.K. Chesterton. When men choose not to believe in God, they do not thereafter believe in nothing. They then become capable of believing in anything. Let's see if Chesterton was right. 2. God created the universe. The Christian believes that in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The builder of all things is God. The atheist believes that the universe just came into existence spontaneously. Neither the Christian nor the atheist can prove his claim or disprove the other's. It's all a question of faith. Thus, both the Christian and the atheist are believers. 3. God created life. The Christian believes that God created life itself, the life of man in particular. The Lord God formed the man of dust from the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and the man became a living creature. The atheist believes that life arose as a result of spontaneous self-generation, or by panspermia, an unmanned spacecraft bringing it to Earth from outer space, where it had arisen spontaneously. Neither the Christian nor the atheist can prove his claim or disprove the other's. It's all a question of faith. Thus, both the Christian and the atheist are believers. 4. God will judge the world by the Lord Jesus Christ. The Christian believes that it is appointed for man to die once, and after that comes judgment, and that God has fixed a day on which he will judge the world in righteousness by a man whom is appointed, and of this he has given assurance to all by raising him from the dead. The atheist believes there is no life after death and no judgment. Neither the Christian nor the atheist can prove his claim or disprove the other's. It's all a question of faith. Thus, both the Christian and the atheist are believers. So let's have no more atheistical claptrap, dismissing the Christian as a man of faith, while exalting the atheist as a man of reason, one who disdains the childish notion of faith. On these cardinal questions, both the Christian and the atheist are believers. Moreover, it should put a stop to atheistical cant and arrogance. The atheist should face the fact that he might be wrong, and think of the consequences if he is. The Christian does. Will the atheist? Paul did. If there is no resurrection of the dead, then not even Christ has been raised. And if Christ has not been raised, then our preaching is in vain and your faith is in vain. We are even found to be misrepresenting God because we testified about God that he raised Christ, whom he did not raise, if it is true that the dead are not raised. For if the dead are not raised, not even Christ has been raised. And if Christ has not been raised, your faith is futile, and you are still in your sins. Then those also who have fallen asleep in Christ have perished. If in Christ we have hope in this life only, we are of all people most to be pitied. So I say to every atheist, ask yourself 3 questions: whence, why, and whither. whence, that is, where did life, my life, come from? How did life itself begin? Why, that is, what is it all about? What is the point? Why do I exist? Whither, that is, what is the end of it all for me?